Final candidate for mayor, Mr. Donald Barber.
Good evening. Donald Barber. I am again running for the mayor of Mississauga for all the right reasons and because of my great concerns about Mississauga's future based on the facts. Sadly, the reason I'm running again this time is that so much that was supposed to accomplish in past elections has not been done. It's time for us to put people before profits and to ensure that we make a clean break from the past. You must not reelect any incumbents or those who have enjoyed a past working relationship with city politicians. First of all, let's talk about solving Mississaugans' transit problems and making money doing it. Given the fact we can't afford to pay for it ourselves because of the years of bad money management, it's the only way to go. In the 2006 election, my ideas for improving transit were endorsed by the media. I was ahead of my time then, and how about now? We can develop ways of using hydro corridors and elevate train systems to access all key areas of Mississauga. We can create an industry to export this to other cities that are suffering the same fate as bad urban planning. Jobs and more jobs. We can build elevated parking at GO stations and otherwise cover commuters so that we can avoid the harsh Canadian weather, make it more likely that people will use transit. There are so many simple things we can do and they don't require a 20-year plan. Remember, it was Team McCallion that killed the subway into Mississauga and we all suffered for that. How about the tax increases? Rest assured there will be more, as years of financial mismanagement at City Hall are coming due. The mayor's greatest claim has always been Mississauga debt-free and low taxes, but at a very dear price. Her leadership has been into one of the greatest debts Mississauga has ever faced because your council would not get the appropriate tax increases or set the money aside the council said was necessary for running Mississauga. Hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, in shortfall in the long term. We now see the falseness of these claims to fame and that the Queen has no clothes. For the past 16 years, I've been living in poverty to represent Mississaugans and empower them to be meaningfully involved in local government decision making to great success, despite the odds. Other candidates will tell you their years of community service. Well, they had it easy, and they never had to go without a meal for it. Try being successful when the city has no respect for you and you don't have the right friends. We stopped the city of Mississauga's plans to log and tree farm all city lands. The Coffer Bush was saved for future generations by having its environmental significance raised to being a provincially significant wetlands with a federally threatened species in it and an old growth forest to boot. I have also helped to advance science, publish a book on bias and conflict of interest in the city of Mississauga and writing its political history. This is the kind of success the city of Mississauga needs. I have also campaigned for more accountability in City Hall and to further help Mississaugans, there needs to be a network of concerned people as there is a growing trend to use legal abuses as a political weapon to get rid of knowledgeable people or community representatives who oppose the government, who ask the hard questions. Call me if you're interested in this kind of defense of our rights. Currently, there is a crisis of confidence and credibility in the city because in this election, first and foremost, the choice is between Hazel McCallion's cult of personality, Team McCallion, or the real and serious issues that this city faces. If you visit my Mayor of Mississauga website, you will discover what the media will not tell you, such as the mayor as a developer. There is no new vision from the mayor, only the promise of the same old mistakes, and if she gets her way, she will continue on. I would like to thank you very much for this time and opportunity, and like all the others, I'll be over there with much more to say.